101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with a community conversation. Today I have Kat Hill, Executive Director of Tahoe City Downtown Association, and Dave Wilderotter, Ambassador and Founder of Concerts at Commons Beach. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Great. Thanks.
Great. Well, the 21st annual Concerts at Commons Beach is going to be held Sundays from June 14th, coming right up, to September 6th with no concert on July 5th. Free concerts on the shores of Lake Tahoe in Tahoe City. This is presented by Tahoe City Downtown Association, Tahoe City Public Utility District, and the North Tahoe Chamber. Major funding sponsors for the concerts are the TOT TBID Dollars at Work Program and Tahoe Forest Health System. Details are at concerts@commonsbeach.com. Let's get right into it. We've got a lot to cover here today. So tell me a little bit about the Concerts at Commons Beach.
Yep. So the concerts, we are celebrating, as you mentioned, our 21st year, which is amazing to have an event going on this long. It's free, open to the public. Everyone's welcome. It's a family-friendly event on the shores of Lake Tahoe, right in Tahoe City. It's great fun. We have a great mix of bands every year we bring that, you know, lots of dancing music, a lot of celebration on the beach, and just everyone has a great time when they come down to the concerts.
Important points there. Free, open to the public. So what types of music will concert goers hear?
Well, as Kat said, lots of dancing. So one of our first opportunities is let's get people up dancing.
Yeah.
So that's Sunday afternoons on Commons Beach, lake right there. Some people are dancing in their boats. Some people are dancing on the sand. So it's all about dancing. So the type of music is, number one, dancing. But then we try to put some rock in there. But I'm a big funk guy, so mm-hmm. I'm always pushing toward funk. And I'm always pushing toward different sorts, maybe even country music that gets you up and dancing. And we love horns.
Mm-hmm.
And we love changing out the bands that come in. Sometimes we'll repeat bands because we get so many requests to have them back. And but we're always looking for something new.
Yeah, you've got bluegrass, got guitar rock, boot juice, tons of blues, lots of different options. So something for everybody.
Something for everybody. And on our website, as you mentioned earlier, you have links to all the bands if you're curious as to who it is. But telling you right away, if you show up, you're going to have a good time and the bands are going to be good.
Definitely. Why are these concerts at Commons Beach so important to Tahoe City?
So they're important to town because they're held Sunday afternoons. Traditionally, it's when visitors would drop off. They would go home. Our second homeowners would leave for the weekend. And the business really dropped off in downtown Tahoe City. So we're trying to support our businesses by having these free concerts in the afternoon, which encourages people to stay longer, extend their visits through Monday, go out to dinner after the concerts are over. Some restaurants will even host some live music after the concerts to keep the party going in town. It's a fun vibe in Tahoe City. And just on Dave's point, you know, people also come by kayak, by paddleboard, by boat, and they listen in the water. So there's many ways to come to the concerts. It's great.
Yeah, and it's just proving that the weekend doesn't have to end on Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah, the fun doesn't stop just because it's Sunday.
Right. Yeah, usually Sundays are kind of depressing, but not in Tahoe City.
No, we kick it up.
Yeah. Okay, so how did these concerts get started?
Well, most of people in your listening area remember Brent, or most of the people in your listening area remember Blake Beeman, who we lost along the way, but what a great asset he was for all music in Tahoe City, and also Eric T. Brent, that...
We've got him on the wall right here.
That we were sitting around going, we got to bring some live music back to Tahoe City. And we were down in Reno at their Rolling on the River concert series and say, let's just do it. And then we got a hold of the Public Utility District. And we thought we were going to have to come up with a big story. And they jumped on it right away, found us a great stage from a surplus thing at the California State Parks Association, and we were off and running. After our first concert, it just kept on going.
Who picks all the bands?
Well, one of the people that has been around now, it used to be Blake when Blake was around and alive, but now it's Brent Dana. Brent Dana's been producing bands in Tahoe for 20 years now, 25 years probably, 30 years. He used to book bands at Humpty's and the old Hearthstone, and he still books bands on the Alpine Meadows Friday Night Concert Series. Anyway, he has great relationships and somehow finds some bands that we get for like half as much money as normal because they love coming up. They love jumping in the lake. They like the whole scene themselves. And with his relationships, we're able to get some quality musicians at a very, very reasonable rate.
That is really great news. And so let's talk food and beverages.
Yeah.
Do we have those available on site?
Yeah. So we have a great sponsorship from Lagunitas, from Butter Wines, Tahoe National Brewing. They bring rotating taps every Sunday. And this year we are also having Hoppy Water from Alibi Airworks here in Truckee.
I love that.
Yep, it's very popular. So
I didn't know that. I'm looking forward to that.
It's so good. I love it.
So they're joining this year, which we're very excited about. And then every Sunday we also have the Rub Shack and Little Truckee Ice Creamery down at the beach serving food and ice cream. Delicious food and ice cream always makes the day, you know, so much more fun.
Yeah.
So we have options for everyone down there on the beach, and it's great.
So when do the concerts start and how early should people arrive?
Yeah. So the concerts start at 4:00. Like some people like to get there a little early and make sure they're up near the where the dance area is. Some people like to be in the back. Mm-hmm. Some people want to be on the sand if they've got little kids coming so they can play. So it's just, you know, always good to come and get your spot down there at the concerts. And the music goes until 7:00 every Sunday.
Great. And what is the best transportation options and parking?
Yeah. So this year we have new transportation options. So we have the Lake Tahoe Bicycle Coalition offering the free bike valet from 4 to 7:00 every Sunday, which is great. So you can take your bike to town. Mm-hmm. And this year, thanks to the TBID TOT Dollars at Work program, we are hosting a new event shuttle for free. So we'll be having pickups from Palisades, Tahoe, and along the West Shore. You can take the shuttle to free to Tahoe City every Sunday. And that's thanks to TNT TMA and Palisades Tahoe helping to sponsor that.
Wow, that's something new. That's a great idea, Kat.
I mean, literally, they have plenty of parking.
Yes.
Way more than Tahoe City. Park up there, take a shuttle. And just call it a day.
Yes, and they have been a great partner in putting this program together. We did a pilot last year with them at 4th of July. It was great success. And so we were able to do it in all of 28 of our events this year. We'll be having this free event shuttle. And that includes pickup at some of our lodging partners, Palisades Tahoe, Sunnyside, Everline, River Ranch, and Grand Labakan Resort at the resort itself. We'll all have pickup stops for that shuttle.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Good job, Kat.
So can attendees bring chairs, blankets, picnics?
Yep. Please do bring your low back chairs only.
Low
so
back.
You don't, it has to be a low back or somebody will tap you on the shoulder.
So rude.
You know, you don't want to block the band. I mean, that's what everyone's come for.
Right.
You're welcome to bring some picnics, but we do encourage people to, you know, you can get food at Rub Shack, at Little Truckee Ice Creamery, or go to one of our restaurants in town and get takeout to go. That's always super fun. And the kids can come and have a great time.
What about the dogs?
Dogs are not allowed.
No dogs allowed.
Please do not bring your dog. Well, at Commons Beach ever, technically, dogs are not allowed.
And that's fair.
Well, yeah, one of the things that happens is dogs like to jump in the lake and then come out and start shaking around and it gets all over. Now, of course, if you have a special needs dog, we still encourage you not to bring it, but they're certainly allowed.
Yes. I've been to a concert where the dog that wasn't supposed to be there in the first place ate our entire picnic. So,
and I was going to share
that. I understand. And I love
dogs. People have brought dogs. They've gotten into food.
Yeah.
They've also gotten a little aggressive. And it's stressful for the dogs. It is a loud concert. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a couple thousand people there. You know, it's not an ideal situation for a dog.
Yeah. Leave your dogs at home.
Yeah.
But you bring your kids and have some fun.
Yes, please do bring your kids. Kids love the concerts.
Or no shoes.
They get up and dance.
Or no shoes, correct.
Yeah, I like to dance in no shoes. And my feet, they call it grounding, feet on the earth.
Yep.
So how are these concerts funded?
So our primary sponsors are Tahoe City PUD, who puts in a huge sponsorship since the beginning, helping us. They put down up the stage every week, break it down. They have their staff down there. Huge sponsorship. And then through the TOT TBID Dollars at Work program, the North Tahoe Chamber sponsors us as our two major sponsors. This year, Tahoe Forest Health System has also come in as a major sponsor. But we have a lot of sponsors, small businesses who give services, give food to the bands, give lodging to the bands. And, you know, it takes a lot of money to put these concerts on. You know, prices have been rising for everything, mm-hmm. including things like free music. And free music is not free to put on.
Definitely.
So we spent a lot of time fundraising, and we couldn't do it without individuals, families, and the local businesses supporting us.
So are sponsorships still available?
Yes, we still have sponsorships available. I always say I'm always taking money. I might not be able to get you on a poster this Same. Year, but we can do it, put you on the website, social media, newsletter shout outs, you know, offer some booth space if booths yeah. are still available down there on the beach. You know, we'll make accommodations if people come in late to sponsor. And we're always looking for sponsors for every year.
Yep. Okay. So, Dave, you've been around since the beginning. What are some of your favorite memories?
Well, my favorite, I guess, is the first one we ever had. And the MGM had a show going on back in the day, and it was the Blues Brothers show.
Mm-hmm.
They came up with the entire staff and put on a Blues Brothers show at the concerts at Commons Beach. We had police show up and take them away, just like in the movies. It was unbelievable. We're going... Yeah, I'm looking over at Eric and going, what is going on? We didn't even know it was going to happen, but the sirens were going. It was great. And then I can't forget, because a couple of the guys live in town, when Pablo Cruz played. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable how many people came with Pablo Cruz t-shirts, and it was fun because a couple of the guys are local.
Yeah.
And then the other one was when Devin Allman showed up, Greg Allman's son, and he showed up, and he's a big time band.
Yeah.
So we're going, Brent, how'd you get him? And he goes, he was coming through Tahoe and he called me and needed a place to stay. And I said, well, I need a band. So he ended up playing for us.
A little swap.
Had such a great time. He decided to come back the next year.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was great. And we didn't have to really pay him.
Yeah.
You know, we had to cover his band and his expenses and stuff, but that was cheap from what we could get. And then, Brent, let's get him again. Well, at some point it gets too expensive.
Then it gets to be a job, and he's like, wait, yeah, I'm not on vacation anymore.
But you can go on and on. I could talk about the bands we had. Each year, there's something special.
Okay, so what makes, and I know this because I participate in this, what makes watching live music on the shores of Lake Tahoe so special?
Yeah, it's a unique experience. I mean, you can go and see a concert, but very rarely do you get to be on the shores of Lake Tahoe. The beach is right there. The beautiful lake is right there. You can go in, take a dip if it gets hot. The kids can play. I mean, it's just an all-around perfect summer Tahoe day to come to the concerts.
You know, to add to that, the bands themselves are looking at the lake the entire time they're playing, and they're going, where are we? This is just so fabulous, and you can feel it in their energy. Which is just great.
They fall in love.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
If they've never seen it before.
Sometimes we have to go get them out of the water so they can start playing the music.
And where can the listeners find the full lineup, concert details, and transportation information?
Yep. So you can go to our website, concerts@commonsbeach.com. Everything's on there. We're updating it still as we get new sponsorships and adding in our shuttle information, the bike valet. We're adding some last minute updates, but we'll have everything on there in the next week before the first concert on June 14th with Collectivity.
Yeah, I'm looking at
They're
the
kicking
website.
Us off.
Right now, and they are kicking you guys off. And we're going to actually see a few of your guests here, have them play a few songs live prior to making their way to the beautiful shores of Lake Tahoe.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's wonderful.
That'll be great. So have fun.
Yeah. So thank you once again, Kat Hill and Dave, for joining me today. And you guys have a wonderful concert series. I'm sure I'll see you out there.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
You can hear this anytime on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. That is your community spotlight for today. My name is Veronica. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.